Glad you're with us for this last Friday before the Christmas holiday. Some of you have probably knocked off work early. Won't be going back much next week either, with the holiday being right in the middle of the week. But one guy we're glad to have with us today is Dr. Mike Milligan from Eastland Dental Center. He joins us each month to talk about dentistry and cardiovascular health and just a wide spectrum of health issues, and he's here today. We missed you last month. How are you?
I'm good. How you been, Mark?
Good. Where were you?
Well, actually, we took a couple went to a couple dental meetings. Dr. Marissa and I did. We went down to Dayton, Ohio, for a TMJ sleep apnea meeting, and then we went to Nashville for a meeting on the health of the gums.
Okay.
And so we're able to improve our techniques with what we learned there.
Well,
and I also helped them a little bit.
All right. And you scout out prospective places to play golf, too, right?
Oh, absolutely. I did become a Golf Digest course rater.
Oh.
Since
how
I
does
last
that work?
Was here. Well, they give us a list of courses that want to be rated around the country. And then we choose from that list. Some of them will be more receptive than others. Certainly Augusta National, where they play the Masters, I won't be able to get on that. But a lot of courses and several new courses, I'll go rate, and then that comes out in the greatest 100 golf courses in the country, or the second greatest 100, or the greatest 100 public courses.
Is there a minimum number of courses you have to play to remain a golf course rater?
Yeah, 9 or 10 a year.
Oh, well, that's not bad.
No.
How many do you play now?
A lot.
More than 9 or 10.
More than 9 or 10,
But
yeah.
this gives you some, it encourages you to play as many as possible.
Yeah, new courses and some of the finer courses. It'll be a lot of fun, yeah.
Okay. Does it allow you to write off those trips if you're a rater?
No, because it's not really a business.
Okay. Just something you're doing for fun.
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly.
And has this started already? Are you already submitting your ratings?
And they'll start in 2020.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, keep us posted on that.
Yeah.
It's kind of interesting.
It's fun. It'll be fun.
How many of you are there doing this rating?
Oh, there's quite a few. I think there are like about 1,800.
Wow.
Now, I don't think all of them are active, but I think that's the list.
Will Marissa do this with you?
No.
Just for our listeners,
she's...
Dr. Mike and his daughter Marissa, who also works at Eastland Dental Center, are both former state amateur golf champions.
That was a lot of fun, yeah.
You're the only father-daughter pair to both ever win the state amateur. You didn't win it the same year, obviously.
Oh, no. No. But we are the only father-daughter.
All right. Well, let's talk to Dr. Mike about what he came here to talk about, although I know he'd talk about golf if I let him go on. And that is, look, we're in the middle of a time of the year where there's a lot of sweets, cake, pie, candy, you name it. We eat a lot of sugar this time of year.
Yeah.
And you're not always in a place where you can brush or care for your teeth. So what are some tips that you have from Eastland Dental Center about dealing with those situations where you just you can't help yourself, you're going to indulge, but you want to make sure it doesn't have an impact on your oral health?
Well, it's going to have an impact when you do that. So let's just be clear about that. It's going to have an impact on your oral and your overall health. But, yeah, what can you do to minimize? Well, first, you know, do eat as healthy as you can. You know, as a dentist, I can tell you that we often see patients with unhealthy gums, and so we know their diet's poor. And we also see people with a lot of cavities, and so we know their diet's poor, unless they've got something where they're taking medications that cause dry mouth. But also, you know, in addition to, we're an oral systemic office, and so we also see we relate that to the overall health of the person. Chronic inflammation is the biggest cause of most chronic diseases, and the biggest cause of chronic inflammation is a poor diet. So sugar and all the products like soda pop, juices, cookies, candies, and read the labels because there's sugar in everything, just about. And then flour, products made from that, bread and pastas.
There's sugar in bread.
Mm-hmm, there is.
You know, a lot of people don't realize that.
Yeah.
And You may eat bread and you say, boy, that's really good. Well, the reason that's really good is there's a lot of sugar in it.
Well, some breads there is, mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And then the omega-6 vegetable oils like soybean, corn, and sunflower oils, and processed foods. So those are the things that you want to, as much as you can during this holiday season, be aware of, not for only your dental health, but for your overall health. You can use things like olive oil or butter from grass-fed beef, carbohydrates. Choose colorful fruits and vegetables, and then, of course, protein to build muscle. But poor eating, weight gain, lack of exercise, lack of sleep, and excess stress are things that tear our health down. And so you just need to get out of that downward spiral and start getting better. And a good first step is to reduce your sugar. And so
this is the worst time of year to do that.
I know. And that's what I talked about last holiday season.
You walk into somebody's living room for a holiday, maybe a family gathering, and there's little dishes with treats all over the place.
Oh, yeah.
And you just instinctively go over and pick it up and you start grazing. It's almost impossible to avoid.
Yeah, I agree with you. But you can reduce it by being aware of it and not wait until your New Year's resolution, but when you're have ruined your health through the holidays. So be aware of it, and then there are many great ways to take care of your teeth and gums. Some of the things that you would want to do, of course, in addition to your diet, we use the Waterpik Aquarius. With the pickpocket tip. It's a certain tip. On a low pressure setting, about number 2 on the pressure setting, you can put some things in the water. You can put dental herb under the gum irrigant. It will actually help to kill the bacteria. So you fill the well of water with about 200 milliliters of water, and then you add a quarter teaspoon of this dental herb, H-E-R-B, under the gum irrigant. Or you can use just household bleach, 5, 6, 7, 8 drops of household bleach in that 200 milliliters of water.
Are you going to taste that?
No, you really don't. In fact, I just used it about a half hour ago. No, you don't.
Okay. I'm going to have you take a break here, and then we'll go to a pause. We'll go to a break, and then we'll come back and talk more with Dr. Mike Milligan from Eastland Dental Center. 122 at WJBC with Mark Strauss, the TV guy on the radio. We're cloudy, 37 degrees going up to 43, and we're visiting with Dr. Mike Milligan from Eastland Dental Center. I want to ask you a question before we get back to taking care of your teeth during the holidays.
Sure.
You guys, I talked about this earlier, and we kind of have fun with it whenever we promote one of the local parades or events that you guys help sponsor.
Oh boy,
you throw candy out.
Oh, here we go.
The dentist throws candy out.
Yeah.
Whose idea was that? Usually they say
it was the radio station's idea.
Oh. Yeah, because whenever we have a parade, we collect all these bags of candy, big giant bags of candy. I mean, this is the mother load if you're a kid.
Yeah.
And we put them downstairs ready to load into the WJBC vehicle for the parade. And we never have enough candy. I mean, we can never enough candy. You look at it and you think, well, we've got enough, but you never have enough. Okay, so that wasn't... But you guys had to sign off on that.
Well, you contacted us, right. And my daughter said, well, Dad...
Isn't that the wrong message, Mike?
Here we go. Look at you laugh at me. Well, the way it happened was my daughter...
Here you are telling us to avoid it now.
Here we go. I know. And said, should we do this? And I said... No, I don't think we should do this. They said, well, they're going to eat it anyway. Maybe we may as well have a little ad that says brush and floss your teeth when you eat it. And I said, okay. So we started this a few years ago, I think.
It's good for business.
We've done it ever since. So, yeah, I know. Well, sugar is just the worst thing for you. Here we go doing the candy giveaway.
Seriously, though, on that note, you've been here in the past when you've had segments on cardiovascular health, and you say that sugar is probably the worst thing for your cardiovascular system.
Yes, correct. Right.
Explain that.
Right.
Because, you know, we think of fatty foods. How does the candy and the sugar?
It's just a toxin that is... It used to be thought that fats were the thing,
mm-hmm.
and for many years that was the thing that you wanted to avoid. Not so much now. Much of the research, let me put it that way, is pointing to sugar as being the source of a lot of this inflammation in your body that is the cause of chronic diseases, and not so much fat anymore.
If you ever have a question for Dr. Mike or his daughter Marissa or anybody over there at Eastland Dental Center, their number is 663-4711, and you can find them on the web at eastlanddental.com. Now, you gave me something a while back, and anybody can pick these up probably in Walgreens or the pharmacy. It's a tongue scraper.
Yeah.
It probably costs a buck at the most.
Uh-huh.
And you showed me how to use it, and it's pretty simple. I mean, I probably could have figured it out myself.
Right.
And you say a couple of passes twice a day.
Yeah, about four or five passes.
Makes a huge difference.
Mm-hmm.
Explain what it does.
There are a lot of bacteria on your tongue. And what this does is help to remove those bacteria from your tongue. Or bacteria all through your mouth. We've talked about it before, 700-800 species of bacteria, of which about 11 to 15 are the most pathogenic. And a lot of them reside in those little grooves in your tongue. And so as you clean your teeth, you clean your gums, you clean your cheeks with something like Profresh or Dental Herb, a rinse, you also, it's good to clean your tongue with a tongue scraper.
All
absolutely.
Right. So look for a tongue scraper and keep that with your kit with your toothbrush and your floss and your toothpaste and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, oralsystemiclink.net is a website Dr. Mike has put up to educate healthcare professionals and the public on how the mouth affects your body and how the body affects the mouth. It's free to everyone, oralsystemiclink.net. Mm-hmm. We're out of time.
Well,
hey, Merry Christmas to you and Marissa and everybody over there at Eastland Dental Center. And I look forward to seeing you again next month.
We really got off topic there, Mark.
Well,
but
it happens.
It was fun. Merry Christmas. Take care.
Dr. Mike, 127.